Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Nice Dimitri.
Nice Dimitri, yes.
I am Dimitri Dimitri.
And I am Dimitri the Meatball Sandwich. Thank you very much for turning up to our
Thank
podcast.
You for listening and tuning into Dimitri.
Tuning.
And Dimitri.
Now that is an interesting concept. Okay. Do you have to swim upstream to tune something?
I don't follow this.
You don't exactly. Like tuna don't follow anything other than the moon.
Okay, you're always one step ahead of me.
I'm always one letter behind though. Tune, tune. Nah, I feel like it's problem for
what
me.
What are you, the cable guy?
What are you, the guy who references movies that I don't understand?
Sure. Yes,
what is cable guy? Is that Jim Carrey film?
That is, yes, Jim Carrey before Dumb and Dumber.
Before Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah, before.
I don't understand. There was a period of time before Dumb and Dumber in the world. I thought it's like universe,
Dumb
humans,
and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber.
Yes, I don't know. All I know is I like a caniche. That's all I do.
I love a caniche.
Yes, we both love caniche.
This is
the caniche cast.
The caniche cast. Could you imagine? Triangular pastries falling from sky.
You know what they say? Give a man caniche.
He will eat it straight away. Yeah, straight away.
Teach a man to caniche. He no longer needs to buy caniche because he knows how to make.
Or get recipe from book.
Right.
Because he knows how to caniche.
He knows how to caniche.
Yeah.
Let me caniche my sentence. Okay, good.
Oh, yeah. You know? When you caniche upon
a star.
Yes, you then know who you are.
Make a caniche foundation. I love that.
Yeah, make a caniche foundation. You're very funny, Dimitri Dimitro.
You know what happens when we play basketball?
What happens?
And I thought, I shoot a hoop.
You shoot.
Ooh, caniche.
Oh, 3 points.
3 points caniche.
3 points caniche. Thank you very much. When I see someone I don't like what they're doing, I go, caniche. And I stroke my finger with my other finger.
Very good, very good.
Thank you very much.
What
rhymes with wish, I guess, is
always that how we do it. We
say.
Do the rhyme.
I usually playing words.
I like to play.
I like to play on words. I like to play on top of words. I like to get a big word like onomatopoeia, and I like to dance.
Play on top.
Do jumping stars.
Yes. How do you play? What is play for you?
Play for me is a combination of eating Vegemite in a room by myself, and also jumping until my brain smash. That's
okay.
My two ideas of play.
I like to
jump very high and long times.
Long time jump.
Long time jumping, very high jumping.
Yes.
What do you do for play?
I like general murder. Innocent people.
You like to murder people's genitals? Did you say genital murder?
I said general genital murder, so...
So you just like to kill anything, crotch,
be
it penis or bush?
Bush. George Bush.
George Bush, you kill him?
I killed, you know... Would an asshole be considered a genital or the back of the genital?
I think it depends which team you're playing for.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Oh, okay. Do you know what I mean? Because I know that every single person that plays for the Dallas Cowboys considers their bum a penis. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much. We will be here all week.
We will be here all week because we're under house arrest. We have to be here all week. You can come visit us, no problem.
Please come visit us at 412 Evergreen Terrace.
We're the Yellow family. I am the fat husband. He is tall wife with long blue hair.
We are neighbors with the Simpsons.
We are neighbors.
We are characters that have not been introduced yet.
No, I find it quite offensive. On the left is Ned Flanders. On the right is whoever the fuck don't care.
Moss is like.
Where he?
Quagmire.
No, Quagmire.
Am I confusing sitcom?
I believe you're confusing sitcom. In Cleveland is
Why
the mayor of the Simpsons
sitcom?
Town.
Why do they call it sitcom? I like to stand and watch.
Oh, you want to do stand-com?
Sitcom.au, maybe.
Yes. Well, I also
think... That's
thinking...
what we're watching Australia.
I was thinking about this, like surname. If you were living in a feminist world, would it also be female name?
Well, we are both
Madam name?
Raging feminists.
We are raging feminists.
Yes.
I got a raging feminist in my pants right now. I have what's her name? Victoria Wolf. Sitting inside of my jeans.
Is that the one that commits suicide?
Did she? I don't care.
Or is it Virginia Wolf?
Or Virginia Wolf.
Virginia Wolf.
Is that one in Nicole Kidman with bad nose?
Bad nose?
Bad nose Nicole Kidman? You know, it's got bridge in middle, it looks bent.
I think you're thinking of Owen Wilson. He looks very
sad. Owen Wilson! But he's always saying in movies, Nicole Kidman, for no reasons.
Yes, in Wedding Crasher, he says this.
He says Nicole Kidman, I think, total 7.5 times.
7.5?
7.5 times. You look on YouTube, you find it.
7.5?
7 and then 5 afterwards. You combine them, you
12.
Get 7.5.
12.
You not do that?
Okay.
Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 1011.
Why you got to bring that up?
1 2. Why you got to bring up 1 0? We know what, we know binary numbers, Dimitri Ho.
I was talking about 7 8 9.
I know, but I feel like that's a topic that we touch on in maybe another parallel universe.
Oh, okay.
You know. Fine. Dimitri.
Sure.
Why did you not shave your cheeks today, Dimitri? I feel like you don't respect me when we meet up and you don't shave your cheeks.
You also unshaven. And I'm not talking about your face. Okay.
Oh, he's there directly into my dick hole.
I'm looking right into the shaft.
He's looking at my dick. What do you think of it? Do you like my dick?
Yeah, I think the inside of your dick is surprisingly hairy.
When I roll back my foreskin like this, do you think it bunches up nice at the bottom of the head?
Why does it sound like a drum roll?
Because, my friends, because I have no answer for that other than once I lost a snare inside of a woman's vagina whilst I was bouncing off the walls like a squash ball. And then, ever since then, I rolled back my...
We've all been there.
Have we not? I feel like the screaming has been carried across all podcasts in many voices, forms, and formats.
And everybody says we have terrific Russian accent.
Everybody!
Because we are Russian.
Everybody in the world says that. They go, you know what? You have voice of person from country where you come from.
All you do is you drop word every now and then. Everybody in the world.
Everybody world, love it.
Love it.
Loving. Loving.
Love this great podcast.
Love great podcast.
Love podcast.
How could everyone in the world not love great podcast?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. I believe also called incredulous. Unbelievable.
In and out credulous?
In and out credulous?
I don't think that was very good.
No.
No, that wasn't very good.
Don't worry about it, though. There'll be time to recuperate.
Do we have editor for this thing? Editor man?
What is editor? Is that like Ed Helms?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Edit.
Ed eater. What's he eat? What does Ed eat? Why is Ed an eater? I'd like to know the questions and the answers
these are
as
the
well.
This is philosophical podcast.
We're getting deep into semantics.
Into life and semantics.
Sim and ek. That's three separate words if
sim,
you break.
Sim and Gary Ek.
Like a sim card, an ant, and Gary Ek. Exactly.
You walk into a bar.
They all walk into a bar. No one leaves happy.
No.
Not a single person on that liner. Lineup? Lineup, is that what it's called?
Lineup?
I'm not sure if at any point my voice has been consistent throughout
the entire
podcast.
No.
Oh, that's, you got your voice got
you know
more
what
like
I want
there
to
was sexiness around.
A lime up. A couple of limes on a lineup.
You reckon that if we're doing a comedy night for citrus people?
Yes. For a citrus.
That'd be a very good lime up.
Yeah.
I hope there's no lemons on
the
roster, if you know what I mean, because lemons are
lemon,
bad.
Double meaning.
Lemon.
Now we have to release this.
Now we're playing on words.
Now we're having... Well, you like to play on
words. I do like to play on words, like I said.
I like to play. What is it? There is a playground over there. Maybe we play.
Maybe we get some words on ground. You know what? Last week I helped old lady cross the street. I did not know if she was a Satanist. If you know what I mean, could you put cross on street?
Nope.
No, because car is right. No, you don't. Why would you know this?
I don't know this.
You don't understand. It's hard to get context.
I'm atheist. Atheist Russian.
You know what I'm sick of hearing? Yes. Who do atheists thank for Friday? Oh, that might be funny. Back when calendar invented.
That is very old school comedy.
Very old school joke. There's been a lot of talk in media this week about stealing jokes. How do you feel about stealing jokes?
I don't like it. I like stealing genitals. General genitals.
General genitals. In the general mail?
Yes.
So you steal them from other people's letterbox?
Well, yes. Sometimes people send genitals in the mail.
Letterbox?
In the Oz Post. I went to the Oz Post this week.
If you shave an A on top of your vagina in the hair pubes, do you get a letterbox?
I like that.
Thank you. That's where you can get your genital mail.
Look, I don't
going
like...
Going straight through.
Dimitri doesn't like to laugh, but I like to tell people what I like.
That is correct.
Like
Dimitri
that.
Goes, ha ha ha. That is what I would be saying if I left, but I don't. But I'm in comedy
It is not
room.
A natural reaction. I have to force it out.
You do.
H-A-H-A-H-A.
Ha ha ha.
Then sometimes I do H-E if I'm feeling...
A-G? Ak-ak-ak-ak-ak.
No, H-H-E.
Oh, hey.
Is it hey, or is it he? That's what I want.
Well,
to know.
That is the problem.
Now
we're
getting
it's like wind and wind, spelled same way, said differently.
There are a lot of words like that. That's
name
why English
more.
Language is so difficult.
Name
we have to drop words.
Right now, if you so many words.
Live and alive.
Ooh.
I got you straight away.
Then you have instantly added 7 more spices on the meatball of this podcast.
Dimitri meatball.
You added tarragon, paprika, saffron, chive.
Chive. Thyme.
Thyme. Thai basil.
Thai basil.
lime basil.
Bime tassel.
Bime tassel. Booby tassels. Shout out to everyone doing, what is that, Madame Tussauds stuff there? Burlesque!
I'd like to see Madame Tussauds do burlesque.
Yes, I would. Stiff statues, they don't say no.
They make Dimitri. Me stiff. Hello, hello, good
hello,
evening.
Hello, ladies, goodbye.
Hello, goodbye, and good evening.
You know what? My sex life's so bad, I once got turned down from anal for my sex doll, thank you very much.
You know, I actually have not been sleeping very well lately.
Why is that?
Well, I don't tell you why, but I've been sleeping so poorly. I went to airport last week. They charged me for bags under my eyes.
Oh, I knew that was set up for something.
Yes.
I know you've been sleeping very well.
Yes. I thought it might sound good with the Russian accent.
I see your Skype records. You log off at exactly 9:30. I'm sure you have sourdough or infinity bread. Then you go to infinity bed.
I sleep like baby.
Man, why did you know we saw bread today for breakfast? Infinity bread, yes?
Yes.
It's like better than sourdough.
No.
Well, why don't they call your coffin your infinity bed?
I like
that. That is exactly
like
where you're
joke.
Staying
yeah,
for the rest
I
of
like
life.
This joke. Maybe we should.
Maybe deathbed is infinity bed. Although you don't stay on deathbed. Usually someone likes to remove. Could
they
you
should,
imagine
they
all of the abandoned
it,
hospitals?
They should call it the dying bed.
Yeah.
Not the death bed.
You dying? You die.
And
someone chuck you in
bed,
fire.
Deathbed is your coffin.
How would you like to die, Dimitri? What's your favorite way to die?
In a blaze of glory.
Oh, you like to die
whatever
during Bon Jovi song.
Yes.
Inside of the song.
Inside the song. I want to be one of the lyrics, if he can fit me in.
Do you reckon Bon Jovi could squeeze you into a sonnet?
Oh, we're halfway there. Oh, living on Dimitri.
Dimitri Hall. Yeah, see, very, very conducive to Bon Jovi's style of singing.
Yes.
You must understand this.
We love Bon Jovi.
We are very big Bay G Bay fans.
John Bon John.
JBJ. I thought it's BJB.
All the way with G by J.
Low job Jovi.
John Bon Jovi.
Very funny. Once I was working with men, very angry, very short hair. Okay? And he insisted no one touch the pond out the front. No one. And his name was John. So me and everyone at work call him John Pond Jovi.
That is very good.
Everyone think it's very funny. I win many friends at work.
That is a award-winning conversation
Thank
piece.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And his name is John Hector, if you're listening, which you're not, you dirtbag.
Teenage dirtbag? Is he a teenager?
Baby with me. He was until he got fired.
Okay.
But he... John Hector, and then he accidentally overflow pond and he killed many fish, so we called him John Hitler instead of John Hector. He never speak to us again.
Ah.
He did not like Hitler.
He eats cyanide pill.
You think? Yeah.
Ching, ching, ching.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Maybe Arrivederci,
how,
bro.
Maybe that's how I like to die. Cyanide?
Cyanide?
Would I say sayonara? I'm having cyanide.
Yes.
So
you would say that.
Die?
Would you? I think you'd go out on slappy one-liner.
Sure.
You would say to yourself, you know what? This is all I have left. Shit.
Yeah.
That's it. I think, you know what I think most common thing people say before they die?
Yeah.
Oh God, I'm dying. I think that is number one line before someone dies.
What about, oh shit, I'm dying?
Or maybe if you're not religious, then you're a ficophiliac.
What about, fuck me in the dick, I'm dying.
You know what? If you're ever gonna get fucked in the dick, post-death would be... I mean, pre-death would be perfect time. You're like, I don't like this! And then you die anyways.
That is not a good way to go.
No.
No, 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 no.
No, it is
no,
not.
No, no, no. You want Knish right before you die.
When I die, I want
Feed
someone
me
to put...
Knish through a tube.
Two tiny Knishes over my eyes, like pennies in England.
Instead of them rolling,
just
closing your eyelids, they put Knish on your
just
eye.
Just put two tiny little Knish
tiny
over
Knish.
My beautiful
That is my
eyes.
Last Knish.
Just for my final Knish, I would like to put a tiny Knish all over my eyes. Thank you very much. That is beautiful. I almost wish that was sentiment we finish on, but I don't know if we've done long enough.
I got to go to bathroom, do Knish.
Do you have to drop Knish off at the Cosby Knish?
It was supposed to sound like pish, but...
Oh, Knish, not poo.
No.
You mean pish.
Pish.
Ish.
When I pish upon a star?
When I pish upon a star? It's like peeing on Mickey Rooney, because he's such a perfect height. I don't know. This accent, I feel like I'm not what I'm supposed to be.
Look, let's just listen to Alfred Knishcock. Did that work?
And here I have the whole time been trying to say things to podcasts so people keep listening. You've been playing in the back of the stadium coming up with wish puns.
The back of my brain has been working on puns.
Toiling,
the front of my brain.
Toiling. It's because you do a very important job.
Very
where you sit
important.
At desk
sit
with
desk.
Lamp like Pixar.
Yes.
And people say, come up with things that sound like this.
Yes.
And you do.
I do it.
You do it. You do it well, clearly.
Thank you.
You had Knish upon a star.
Yes.
You had... Make a Knish Foundation. I don't know which one of us came. I think you had that one. You also had and go to the toilet to take a niche, which was killer.
Yeah.
And then the last one was Alfred Knishcock, which is kind of a play on from the penis playing in the toilets. You got the Knishcock, which means you want to do a pishcock.
Yes.
Which means you want urine.
Look, I didn't think about it too much. I just let it come out.
Maybe certain things we should be thinking more about. Don't
maybe.
You? Don't you think?
Oh, I do think.
Oh,
don't you
think about that? Are you trying to crow
I'm having seizure.
Oh my God, Knish seizure. This is a very disturbing time in my life, Dimitri.
Okay, this is Dimitri and Dimitri signing out. Thank you for listening to the first Dimitri cast.
It's very short, but very fun. Everyone said they wanted it shorter,
well, we are
but more satisfying.
We are both very short Russians.
Yes, we are. We're very tiny Russians.
But do Russians roll their R's? Because I think maybe I'm doing that
I
wrong.
Don't. And I'm
you
Russian,
don't?
So clearly the okay. Russians do not roll their R's.
Well, maybe I'm the Russian that rolls his R's.
Maybe you are. Maybe your friend Jesher. Oh, Mr. Sheffield. That's how she talking, Shono.
Yes. Sounds like you're penis rolling up with a drum roll.
Are you still impressed with the head of my penis? I
very
don't
nice.
Like how my foreskin bunch. Hey, look, I'm looking
get
a, for...
Get the hair straight now.
I'm looking for the piece of skin that joined foreskin to top of dickhead. I guess I'm asking for a frenulum. Like friend.
Okay, we will end
ladies
on that.
And gentlemen,
thank
goodbye. That has been
much.
My last joke. See
this
you.
Is Dimitri meet, the meatball.
And Dimitri, the meet me in the back of the alley so I can
and
poop
is,
in your penis.
Dimitri, the meatpacking district.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for
thank
Dimitri-ing
you.
Us.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.